inside of you.
Inside of me.
We are all one.
We are all one.
By the Holy Ghost. Father God,
inside your Father God,
you are in Christ,
you are in Christ,
Jesus Christ in you,
Jesus Christ in you,
Christ in your Father,
Christ in your Father,
all are one,
all are one.
But the desire of our loving Father God
is to bring forth
sons and daughters out of Christ.
Sons and daughters out of Christ.
So Jesus Christ, swallows you into Him. Cleanses your body.
Cleanses your body.
Regenerates in His life.
John, the 14th chapter, Jesus speaking, He said, At that day you shall know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. He was talking about the finished work. When He finished His work, His seventh suffering in heaven. Because In the book of Acts, Stephen saw him on the right hand of the Father. Didn't he? Okay, Paul the Apostle speaking in Hebrews, and also David the Psalmist, spoke of him being on the right hand. But here came John, the one that was called, said, "You'll not taste death," Jesus said, "until you see the Son of Man coming in the fullness of his kingdom." You remember that? Okay, he pictures him here. Inside. Now, while Jesus was at the right hand of the Father, we baptized in water, in earthly water. The early church baptized in earthly water. By faith, looking forward to the time, watch this, that he would take his place inside and that they could be baptized into his heavenly body. And John explained it, John the third chapter, how this new birth into the kingdom takes place. Said, "Whatsoever is born by the Spirit is spirit. Whatsoever born by the flesh is flesh." Real simple. You come before him by faith, accepting what he said, that he's in the Father, and you're in him, and he's in you. Lay you over on your back, baptism, you fall right in his body. He washes through you your body with his heavenly waters of his flesh, washes out your old flesh, washes in his new, and you rise moving in the heavenly image. It's that simple. It's that easy. You don't have to have a great theology. All you have to do is accept it by faith. It's by grace through faith. Okay? Real simple. Real easy. It's God's order. It's his plan. We're not looking forward by faith now for him to take his place inside of the Father. Come on, both of you. We're not looking forward for him to take his place inside of the Father because he's already inside of the Father. So the plan of God is now for us to bear the image of the heavens. It's that simple and it's that easy. And it's by grace through faith. It's not works. You just accept it. You believe that scripture. You come to him. I lay hands on you and you say, "Lord Jesus, I accept that I'm in you and you're in me." You lose your breath and gain his breath and you fall right into his body. When you rise, you've come forth just exactly what John said he would, Jesus Christ in your flesh. It's that simple. It's that easy. And well, you're trying, brother, trying to restrain the doctrine. It's been there, the basics, in John the third chapter all time. And religion blinded the minds of people to the truth. It's been there all time. I didn't invent that Bible. Hadn't it been there all time? Or has it not? It's been there all time. Ooh. Ooh. Now, it's very simple. Jesus said, "Whatsoever is born of the Spirit is spirit." Said it takes first a work of the Holy Spirit to bring about your birth. And then a birth of the flesh or of the water. So simple. Oh, just talk to him. Say, "Lord Jesus, lift your hands to me. I accept by faith to lose my breath and my life, and gain your breath, and your life." Just feel the Holy Ghost just come down. And I'm going to fan you seven times, You're going to feel seven works of the Holy Spirit.
Two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Feel, look at the glory move all over. It's not a guesswork anymore. Look at him, just white and shiny. In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this member of your new creation right down in the heavenly waters of your body, washing away the waters of his flesh and washing in the heavenly waters of your flesh and the heavenly blood of your life. Now just lay him right down. Let him hit. Oh, feel him when he goes right down in there. If you had to work to earn your place inside of Jesus, reckon you'd ever make it? Most of us tried most of our lives to try to earn our place in Christ. And all the time it's given by grace through faith. You accept it. Once you accept it, the power of the Holy Spirit delivers you right in there. Just lift your hands to him. Lord Jesus, I accept that I'm in you and you're in the Father and you're in me. Just feel him come alive. Now, Lord Jesus, I lose my breath and my life to gain your breath and your life. All right, here it comes. One. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hold her up. Some folks say, well, I felt like I actually lost my breath. You did. But you began to breathe again by the Holy Spirit, didn't you? Now, in obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this member of your new creation right down into the heavenly waters of your body, washing out the natural waters of her flesh and washing in the heavenly waters of your body and your heavenly blood of life. Just lay her right down in his body. Remember this. Everyone remember this. All I am is the minister. You talk to Jesus Christ and he does the work. You understand this? You accept it by grace. All I do is just go through the ministering of it. It's a personal thing between you and the Lord. Just close your eyes and talk to him. Say, Lord Jesus, I accept that you're in me, and I'm in you, and you're in the Father. And by faith, I lose my breath and gain your breath. Lose my life and gain your life. 1,
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, see her there? Oh. In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this member of your new creation down into the heavenly waters of your body, washing away the waters of our flesh and washing in your heavenly waters of your body and the heavenly blood of your life. Just lay her right down. Let her hit and move back. Oh. I accept that you're in me and I'm in you and you're in the Father. I, by faith, lose my breath and gain your breath. Lose my life and gain your life.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Finished. Obedience to you, Lord Jesus. Baptize this member of your new creation down in the heavenly waters of your body, washing away the waters of his flesh, and washing in the heavenly waters of your flesh and your blood of life. Just lay him down. Inside of you, and you're inside of me, and we're inside of our Father. Ooh, feel the Holy Spirit. Just come on. Ooh. By faith, Lord Jesus, I lose my breath and my life, and gain your breath and your life. Ooh.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh, finished. Oh, in obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this member of your new creation down in the heavenly waters of your body, washing away the waters of our flesh, washing in your heavenly waters of your flesh and the heavenly blood of your life. Just lay her right now. That's it. Something to you. In the order of God, God never gives you a choice of what you want to be, because he knows what you are from the mother's womb. He never does give you a choice, because he knows if you give you a choice, you'd mess it up. Just like you and I have messed it up a lot of times. He never gives you a choice, just like he never gave you a choice of good and evil. He never told you to take knowledge of good and evil, figure out what is good and evil, and stop doing it. He never told you that. Satan told you that. He told you, said, you come onto my life, and said, as you eat of the knowledge of my life, he said, I purge out all things that are not of me. That's how simple it is. And I don't want you eating of that old tree of knowledge, good and evil. That's your problem now, isn't it? Oh, now, most of the callings of Jesus Christ were on young folks. John Mark was so small until when they came after Jesus, scared him to death when they came to crucify him, and he ran away. Oh, he ran away. And they grabbed his clothes and he ran off naked. Timothy pastored over 12 churches at Ephesus. 14-year-old, 16, he's a full bishop. Titus, over the whole Greek church, set in at 18 and 19-year-old. John, the writer of Revelation, real young man in his teens. When Jesus called him. In fact, one but three of the disciples that were considered old people. Jeremiah, considered, along with Isaiah, the greatest prophet in history. Little child. He said, I'm a child, Lord, I can't speak. Down, real young. Dispute about how old he was. Some say 11, some say 10, some say 9. But God began to speak through him. Words of fire in all his life. He prophesied, and his words tore down Babylon, the great nation of Babylon, to where there's hardly a trace left. He stood in the midst of the street weeping and prophesying, and the words of fire went into the windows and into the bed where kings were sleeping. They died in their beds. And judgment so came on Babylon until archaeologists now can hardly find a trace of that through the words of a child. Oh, oh, in obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize minister of your new creation down on her face, washing away her life, washing in your new life. But first, in obedience to your order, Lord Jesus, she lost her life once for herself, and now it's required that anyone that deals with God's people, they lose their life a second time for the Lord's people. It's that simple. It's that easy. He said, I lost my life in suffering. I give you a chance to lose it in grace and glory. The good shepherd or any shepherd of my people must lose their life for them. That I lost it in suffering, or you wouldn't have to lose it in suffering. You could lose it in grace and glory, and then you could impart that grace and glory to those that you minister to. Oh, right now. Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh, finished. Oh. In obedience to your plan, I baptize this minister of your new creation right down on her face into the heavenly waters of your body, washing away her face and washing away her life and washing in your face and your life set towards your people, Lord Jesus. Now just lay her right down, right on her face. Oh, she's about gone already. Oh, 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 remember, he doesn't give you a choice of what he wants you to be, because he knows if you do, if you have a choice, you'll mess it up. So he makes the choice for you. Sometimes the Lord had me to prophesy and call out to ministry. Most of the time he doesn't. Here's the reason why he doesn't. Many times it's because people not understanding what a calling are or a calling is, they go to trying to enter into something they don't know what is. And they get trapped in trying to do it by striving in knowledge. So it's best till the knowledge comes, let the calling come as they lose their life in Jesus. Then his knowledge comes and he speaks personally to them, then prophesy and confirm it. What he does it both ways. Whatever, Lord. All I can do is speak what I see and hear. If I don't see it and hear it, I don't speak it. Oh. Oh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh. Oh. In obedience to you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this minister of your new creation right down on his face into the heavenly waters of your body, washing away his life and his face, rising with your life and your face sent towards your people. Just lay him right down. Oh, oh, oh. Did you see him when he hit that water? Of love. Ooh. Tender-hearted. You're like a chicken. Did you know what God said through one of the prophets about his people in the kingdom age? He said that love go to perfecting in them. Said people that slay an ox, it'll be like they've killed a man. I mean, he really means to put a stop to this warring and killing and hatred and fighting. He means to put a stop to it. The end has come. Oh, he has. And he's building, listen, he's building a young generation that will just weep. I mean, just weep. He's not building a bunch of hard-hearted old people like most of us were. A bunch of bullocks he had to beat around with judgment before we ever got us in. I mean that. Ooh. 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 Y'all hold him up there. Ooh. Back him up a little bit. Ooh. You see something in the people of God today? Manifested you haven't seen. When they see someone suffering or in pain, that they just weep, young folks. Have you noticed that? How many of you noticed that? You didn't see it in other generations. I didn't care, most of them. Ooh. Ooh. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh. To you, Lord Jesus, I baptize this minister of your new creation down on his face, heavenly waters of your body, washing away his face, washing away his life, rising with your face and your life set towards your people. Oh, just lay him right down. Oh.
Standing on Mount Zion,
which is the kingdom of God, led by the Lamb, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. Sing a new song. God's kingdom hath come.
God's kingdom hath come.
Explain something to you. The method of God explained through Paul the Apostle, who was the Pomplom Line Apostle, and also through John the Apostle, is that you and I are required, when we begin to enter into the things of the Lord, if we walk in obedience, we are required to take our body and our life and impart to others whatever we receive from the Lord to lift them to the same level that we are. Now, every time Jesus said, freely you have received, freely give. If you follow this pattern, and you impart out what you've given to others, he'll grow you up another step. You impart, he'll go another. And the first thing you know, you're just... When I found that secret out, y'all made me see it. When I found out that secret, I almost run through the door to get out to go to impart. Now I begin to impart everything I knew. Healing, deliverance, miracles, life, salvation, everything I could get out of my hand, out of my body, out of my mouth, out of my word. Everybody would receive it. Sorry to say, I imparted to some of them that wouldn't receive it. I just forced it on them. Because that thing began to burn in me. And I found out that I could take the body, whatever work of the Spirit that was in me, that I could take that and impart it to others, and they could just come into the same place I was. Imparted by the Spirit and then by knowledge. When I moved into a place of glory and love, I found out, oh, that was a wonderful place to live in. Found that place to where love just ruled in my life, you know, and ooh, that love that abhors all evil. But the greatest blessing was when I found out that I could reach out like this, watch me, and just... and could just put that person in the same place I was in. By the Spirit. Then I found out, my goodness, that I didn't have to do it one at a time. I won't tell you where I found this out, but there's about 1,000 or some odd folks there. When it happened, boy, we had some glory. I found out a whole group of people. Ooh, come on, stand around. I could get a group of people around me, and whatever I had, I could just start moving in the Spirit and impart it out to them. And then we'd all be at the same stage and the same level in the Spirit. Oh, come on, one. Oh, y'all just gather around me here. Oh, oh, come on, Nancy. Oh, 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 Nancy.
She's behind. She's over here. Oh.
Come on around on this side. Oh, 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 catch him. And the ministry of impartation, whether through your body, your hands, your eyes, is a secret of God. Christ working through you to deliver other people in love. Not fill them full of a bunch of do's and don'ts and haves and have-nots, quitses and quitsisses. Don't fill them with a bunch of that and get them to striving. Just move by the Spirit and deliver them. And once you deliver them, get them in moving in that same place in the Spirit, then you can give them the true knowledge of life. You try to do it with knowledge first, you know what happens? They get to fighting with that knowledge, don't you, Brother John? Get to trying to deliver yourself, don't you? Oh. So now if we'll clear the floor here, we're going to do some more impartation. Some of you are beginning to understand what's going on. Some of you are doing like Brother Nelson said. He said, I don't have to understand it. Not now. He said, I have an unction from the Spirit, and that unction that knows all things tells me it's so. He said, I accept it. I'm ready. I'll take understanding later. And this is what John said. He said, you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. So you know it by that unction. Said, then knowledge comes later. And he said, that's all I want. Said, I have the unction. I found out that Spirit bears witness of truth. He said, I accept it, and then I get knowledge and understanding of it later. Said, I've come to a place I don't go by outward appearance anymore. I go by what the unction of the Spirit tells me. Oh. So now tonight, we're going to take two people, and we're going to impart to them the ability to deliver folks out of Christ. Oh, yes. Out of Christ into the Father. You didn't know it took people? How you think you're going to do it? He's not going to send the angels to do it. Paul the Apostle said that you're dead and your life is hid with God in Christ. You get in Christ and Christ is in the Father and He's in you. How are you going to get out of Him and move to where He wants you to? Book of Revelation, the 14th chapter, there are 144,000 Father's name written on their forehead, and Jesus is out in front of them leading them. They had gotten out of Christ some way and began to follow Him on into the fullness. Some of you are beginning to understand anyway, aren't you? You saw me the other night. What you do? The order of God is man and woman. Paul said we do things in the stead of Christ, in the person of Christ. A man stands as Christ. A woman stands as the Holy Ghost. They bind the people on their back just exactly like Isaiah said to do. They come together in a moving of the Spirit. Out they come, delivered up to the Father. All right, and then you tell me what that scripture means, a child shall become 1,000. Oh, I know you don't know. You're not supposed to know. But it takes a certain work of the Holy Spirit. Once I get a person, and I'll just tell you, Drew, I've had a terrible time getting, I'm not going to say who's people move into the place the Lord wanted them. But he put the victory. Now the Lord has called the people that I can impart to, and let them impart to others. Let them impart to others. Them impart to others. Them impart to others. They become fathers of his new creation, and mothers of his new creation, spiritually. Oh, what we're going to do tonight, we're going to take Brother Bob and his wife, and we're going to impart to them the ability to bring folks out of Christ, delivered into the Father, when they're ready. Okay? Oh. What we're going to do, we're going to take Cheryl and bind her onto Joanne. And there's a certain ecstasy of the Spirit that makes that deliver. Say, well, I don't know what it is, Brother Bruce. You're not supposed to know what it is. I was called and given ecstasy. I know what it is, so I impart it. All you have to do is receive it. Oh, if you knew what it was, you'd be me, and maybe I'd be you. Where's my thing? You got my thing? Oh. I'm sorry, my scarf. I didn't mean to call it a thing. Oh, we're just going to wrap these two together. Oh. Wrap them close. I'm going to lay my scarf around them. Turn the power of the Holy Ghost on them. Ooh, don't cover up her head. And from Cheryl, just leave her mouth out where she can talk. That's all you need to do. To Joanne, when they feel that certain moving of the Spirit, that ecstasy of the Spirit, Joanne going to tell me now, I'm going to tighten that scarf around them, and boy, you're going to see it. Wow. And going to turn her into a vessel that is able to come together with her husband and spiritually deliver people out of Christ into the Father. Oh, let me get it around you. Oh, oh. Now when you begin to feel that ecstasy rise in you, Joanne, you just say, now, and I'll just pull her together. Oh. Once you enter in that impartation, y'all hold them up. Now, what am I going to do to Brother Bob? I'm going to take and impart to him that certain work in the Holy Spirit that it takes for him. He stands in the stead of Christ. Paul said we stand in his stead by faith in his place. The wife stands in the place of the Holy Ghost. Then the action takes place. Oh, lay my scarf around him. Oh, start moving in the Spirit and impart to him that uttering of the Father. Many wanted to, Brother Bruce, you speak in tongues differently from anybody I ever heard. Oh, you'll find out the voice of thunder. Oh, oh, just tell me when. Oh, 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 when you feel it. Oh, 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 oh. How do you break a person out of Christ and deliver them up to the Father? By faith, again. We take a person that has went through those steps and gotten ready to be brought out of Christ, if they've been regenerated, moving through there, and ready to be brought up into the Father, be presented to the Father. We strap the men, or the son, you're going to call it, on the right side. Let the Holy Ghost, Jesus come together. And it's not a guesswork thing. Boy, it happens just like that. Ooh, doesn't it? Ooh. Ooh. Just put Brother George right around here. Strap him right on there. Ooh. Like we got a bunch of heifers here. I guess we need them, every one. Ooh. Now you just come right to him. Ooh. Oh, that's good enough. Now, lay my scarf around there, Joanne. You get it with that hand. Get the end of my scarf with that hand. Bob, you get the end of it with that hand. Okay. Oh. Now, Father. In the name of Jesus, ooh, by faith,
I deliver
this son up to you.
This son up to you.
In the person of Christ.
In the person of Christ.
Now just feel it, Joanne. When you feel that ecstasy coming, well, you just tell him now, and y'all just pull together. Ooh. Now, ooh. See that glory move on him. Oh, hold it down. Hold it till you feel that release. Oh, 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 oh. Now let him loose. Are you going? Ooh. He's gone out already. Just let him right on down. Oh. I looked and I saw 144,000 standing on Mount Zion with the Father's name in the forehead. And I wondered how did they get out of Christ and get to following him. They were supposed to be inside. And I heard a voice speak out of the scripture. Said he shall lead many brethren unto the Father God. Said, why, he's the firstborn of many brethren, and the brethren he leads shall be as the sand of the sea. And I heard another voice speak like thunder. Roll over, and inside of me, that now is the time to deliver to me sons and daughters, that my purpose be complete, and the voice of unbelieving spoke inside of me. Said, I know not how. How can this be? And he spoke back. Said, why, sure, you don't know. that if you knew
how,
then you would be mean. And I thought that would be a real mess if I was God and he was me. Oh, wouldn't that be in a mess? Oh. And he began to speak. Showed just how to do it. He said, it's time, it's time. It hath been done. Y'all may be seated. Oh, one of them, would you go interpret, Joe? Dot. Oh. Oh, that negative spirit hath died. Oh, just stand right over there, Brother Joe. You have to look on. You don't get much enjoyment out of this. You're not supposed to. Y'all come on. Bind her on the dot. Ooh. Ooh. Now, what happens when this impartation comes? It turns the bodies of these two people into just a flame of the Holy Ghost. I mean, it just explodes on the inside of them. And gives them the strength and the working of the Holy Spirit to deliver folks out of Christ up to the Father. Because he has chosen people to do this. He didn't choose angels to do it. And he did not choose it to do it by works. He did it by grace. Did it by works, then you'd have to grow up in it. Uh-uh. You grow up in it after you receive it. Oh. Oh, now wait a minute. This got her mouth. Oh, now let it begin to just move a little bit in there. Oh, oh, not when you begin to feel it rise in your tummy. Just stay down. I won't. Oh, just feel it turn your whole body into a flame. Oh, 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 oh. Brother Brood, you do the strangest thing. No, you just used to strange things. You don't know the way of God. You and I knew the way. If you knew the way of God, you'd have had me in the kingdom long ago. I wouldn't be up here ministering to you. Ooh. 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 Place it on you there, Joe. Feel that moving, that rumbling on the inside of you. It turns into rumbling. And just tell me. Established my plan. Eve came out of the side of Adam. Jesus is the second Adam, the quickening spirit. Said, so put them on the side. Ooh, take the end of that scarf, God. On the other hand around there. Ooh. 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 Lord, now Joe, take the end of that scarf right there. Ooh. Father.
In the person of Jesus.
I deliver.
This your son.
Out of Christ into you.
Now
just feel it. When you feel it start, just say now. I'll pull both pull again.
Now.
Oh. the glory on his face. Oh, y'all just stay right there. Oh, come on. Oh. 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 Just put Jill on that side now. Put your arm around her, Doc. Right there on his side. Put your arm around her. That's the way. Oh. 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 Scarf the end of it to God. Oh, oh, Joe, you take that. Oh, oh, oh. Just tell him, say, Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now remember, you let God say when, not you. Oh, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I deliver this, your daughter.
I deliver this, your daughter.
Out of Christ.
Out of Christ.
And present him, present her. Into you.
Into you.
Ooh, and God just sort of pull tight and just feel the ecstasy start. It starts. You tell him now and I'll pull. Ooh, pull together. Ooh. 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 Right here on the right side. According to the order of God, the men go on the right side, the women go on the left. Daughters go on the left. Say, why'd he do it that way? I don't know. I didn't ask him. Had more important things to talk about. If you want to ask him, that curiosity demon, you can ask him. It's all right. Whoa. Whoa. Take the end of this car. Oh, oh, y'all just turn that loose. Y'all don't have to hold that around there. You can get it. Oh, oh, now. Father.
Father.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I present.
I present.
This son.
This son.
Out of Christ,
out
into
of
you.
Out of Christ, into you.
Now just sort of tighten a little and feel the ecstasy start. Now, oh! The glory on his face. Oh. 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 Y'all don't have to wrap them up. Y'all just stand around here and say, all we need is one on this. Y'all got feelings of good wrapping. Decided to wrap everybody up there. Go. Oh. 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 Right there. Right on the side. Oh. Take that, Doc. Oh. Oh. Okay, here you are. Oh. Get it on your arm there. You're gonna pull your arm off there, brother. Oh. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I present. This son.
This son.
To you.
Out of Christ. Out of Christ.
Presented to you. For your name to be written in his forehead.
For your name to be written in his forehead.
Ooh, now just pull a little knot and you feel it. We'll tell him now.
No.
Now, you better get used to this. I'm going to tell you. So God building his kingdom on earth, you're going to see a lot of this. I said, Lord, when is judgment coming? He said, quick as you get those son and daughter and me. My father spoke. He said, I'm obligated to take care of them. And said, don't touch them then. Show me the way quick. I'm ready. Quick, quick, quick. I'm ready. Ooh. Ooh. Want to come on and interpret for him. That's all right. Just. Oh, just reach. Oh, get this, Joe. Say, Father.
Father.
In Spanish.
Padre.
Oh, in the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
I deliver this.
Entrego esto.
Oh, your son.
Tu hijo.
Out of Christ.
De Cristo.
Into you.
Y a ti.
For your name
para que tu nombre
to be written in his forehead.
Escrito en tu frente.
Oh, now just feel it begin to start. Oh.
Oh.
What you're seeing is the word, the power, but the word goes into the woman's heart, in their woman's spirit. The power comes through the man, just exactly like Jesus was born, overshadowed the Virgin Mary, spoke the word. And that's the reason that feels so such ecstasy.